copy. Here it is. Let's see here. Joyce Hefneider provided us with a December 6th update of the ARRA funds by agency. So, you know, that's going back a little ways, but it's kind of pertinent information. There's another subdirectory in there, or another main directory, actually, of the 2013-2014 budget request. And within that are a few subdirectories. We have one that's devoted just to the university. That's got that university big budget that you guys don't go through, but they use as an operations budget. So that's in there. And then Alex included the Chapter 17 report and the actual UW budget that's in your drawers here. The Supreme Court budget that you also have a copy of is in there in a PDF form. Game and Fish, same kind of deal as UW. The commission budget's in there, but then in that directory also is the Game and Fish General Fund request and the Chapter 17 for Game and Fish. Also under those budgets is Department of Transportation, same drill. Separately is the Chapter 17, those two big volumes back there. That entire PDF is there organized by agency. And then finally, the 13-14 budget request organized by agency. The whole thing is in a subdirectory for you, and you can, you know, they're individual PDFs. So that ought to give you something to look at for a few weeks anyway. Commit it to memory, and hearings will go really fast next time. Yeah, it's in February 13th.
And, you know, I guess right now I think unless we change our mind, let's keep it part of the budget bill, because among other things that means that it goes through that budget process and we keep all of our dollars together at the same time. My concern is we start splitting them off and then we get, you know, I just kind of like having all that spending done at once. So we could change our minds later. I'll talk to Nelson on that. With respect to local governments, we are going to spend a little time on that, frankly, with the, as I watch these gas reports and things, we really ought to be waiting until after January Craig meets, which I think we'll have some indication from when we get back whether there's going to be any revisions up or down.
Right, and Mr. Chairman, if I can jump in just a second on that locals deal, like I say, all you know, I know you guys are pretty fried after a week of these meetings and all. All those documents are in this jump drive for you. So you can go back through, review what you've done since, you know, the beginning of the good days.
Well, I think as general matter, unless people really want to reinvent the wheel, the default is the last distribution model and the last bill, and then obviously we have to allocate it. But if people are really wanting to challenge those things, fine. We have new census information to look at to see how it influences those models. But we begin with the default, and then if we want to make changes, go from there. Facilities will be working on at greater length. But I remain, you know, I really do want to have facilities staff prepared to talk to them. And I understand wanting to control cost and keep things down. At the same time, when we started out 10 years ago, the frustration that JAC went through when we were building facilities and that were going to last 50 years and turning around and putting major money into them to rebuild areas, common areas or things that we knew weren't adequately sized for the lifetime of the building is equally frustrating. I don't want to be penny wise and pound foolish. So we'll get there. But, and the issue there is, let's take Natrona as a good example. If you know that Natrona is going to, 10 years out, is going to have another 500 students, we can choose or not choose to build capacity in terms of the classrooms for that, as long as the classrooms can just be added on. But it makes no sense to build a cafeteria for 400 people and then 10 years or 5 years from now saying, now we have to build a brand new school, or we have to go and remodel entirely a cafeteria that we just remodeled. And the there are statutory constraints out there, but I'm less worried about those than I'm worried about making good decisions as we go down the road. If you would, I'd like you to make a list for us of things that you see that are kind of different in the budget, where we're seeing impacts of lack of revenues. And here's some examples. We ran one across today I never thought about, but when we take dollars from Water 3 to move into Water 2, not only are we rating Water 3 for something that we didn't intend to, but we're not having provision for the growth of Water 3. And we've been trying to put $10 to $20 million every year in Water 3 to build through those big projects and leave the interest in. And now we're taking the interest out and we're not increasing the size. Capcon reductions, what our historical level, I mean, you'll see those. AML shifts, we'll talk about those. Reduction to the business-ready communities, that commitment, that's a sort of a reduction. Highway fund switch, I mean, we've been supporting about $100 million to $200 million. Now we're talking about $50 million out of the AML funds. But if the staff would help us make a list of those things that demonstrate that we are starting the squeeze in this budget, it'd be good for us to know so that we can have a picture of those as we go into markup. Anything else you wanted to cover, Madam Chairman? Anybody else want to cover any things before we...
Mr. Chairman.
Go ahead.
I just had a couple things, too. I appreciate all those. Just a thing to think about, the UW matching funds. It's been so hugely successful, and we've kind of run out of steam doing that. And I think there's still motivated donors out there. So that's one I'd like to talk about in the community colleges, those things. And I think even some of those library matches, there's others, I think. That's huge when you can leverage money like that. It motivates those. You had also mentioned some of the A&I tech issues we'll continue to talk about. But and then just state building facilities. You know, where are we with the state office building? And we requested we'll get the rented square footage and the rented costs per year, per biennium. So I'd like to kind of revisit that.
They were supplied. We just called for them because they were supplied in the last building, state building commission.
So some of these state building projects, like to talk about.
You know, the state office building remains a legislative initiative. It always has. I remind people, or that when I explained it to the last building commission, building a state office building is not a sexy thing. No governor really likes to do it. On the other hand, we look at this building and we know that there are serious deficiencies in it. We have water breaks. This building belongs to the people. There's no fire protection in it. If we lose the building to a fire, there's no way to replace it. And we are stewards of this building, but historically that responsibility is laid back to the legislature. And building the state office building as a component to restoring this building and make sure that it's here 10 generations from now, 100 generations from now, is important. And the secondary beneficiary is we get out of this building to vacate it while it's being remodeled. We use we take occupancy of the state office building, the core and shell, and then when we move out, the core and shell gets remodeled for state office space, and we actually save money over the long time because we do pay the highest rents in Cheyenne. We always have, because the way this works is ANI goes out and acquires space when they need it, and the landlords command the price.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I was looking back at my list from this last week, and I don't know if you mentioned this or not, but to discuss or have a list of future obligations. Of course, we heard today that perhaps the Gillette project is going to fall off of that list with an appropriation this year. But, of course, having a snapshot of that in the context of also the declining federal dollars. And we talked about spending some time for looking at a rainy day policy. What is a rainy day? And Mr. Chairman, if I would, when we were talking about that, I've been thinking about suggesting, maybe setting aside to talk about, maybe do we need a rainy day account for education in a separate part of our budget.
No, Mr. Chairman, I think that takes care of it.
Oh, and, you know, just...